Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 231. I hope everyone remembers well that we are discussing the SBS of tissues and organs derived from the new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla. Today we are going to take up a new tissue, dentin and jaw bones together. You know, Dr. Hammer did not advocate learning the study of dental conditions to a medical specialty as is done in conventional medicine. So, we are also not going to put them under a new chapter called dentistry. We will be discussing the different organs and the different tissues in each organ. As usual, we will try to learn about the structure and function of the organ, tooth, but we'll limit to the discussion of dentin and jaw bones today, leaving the enamel and jaw muscles for later discussions. A human adult has 32 teeth with equal number of 16 teeth each in upper and lower jaws. First, we can classify each tooth as having two parts, one an upper part visible above the gum line, called the crown, and two, the lower part below the gum line, called the root. The crown part is covered by a tissue called enamel, which we will study separately as a tissue originated from the ectoderm and so controlled from the cerebral cortex. We can say that teeth, for the most part, are made up of dentin. Its structure is calcified but is thicker than bones for enabling a person to bite and grind the food items. The roots of teeth reach the jaw bones both up and down. There is a pulp chamber located in the center of each tooth, and there are root canals that extend from the tip of each tooth to the pulp chamber. It is the pulp in the pulp chamber that contains the blood vessels and nerves of each tooth. Blood vessels are for nourishing the teeth, and nerves to provide sensitivity to heat, cold, pain and pressure. Just like the osteoblasts building the bone tissue, the odontoblasts produce dentin. These odontoblasts are the real pulp cells, and we can compare them to the bone marrow of the bones. Similarly, just like the periosteum is covering the bones, periodontium or odontoperiosteum that covers the dentin provides support to the teeth. The gums or gingiva have their mouth submucosa below and mouth surface mucosa as their upper layer. They keep the teeth tightly at their necks. The jaw bones, the fixed upper jaw, also called maxilla, and the movable lower jaw, also called mandible, together with the temporomandibular joint and jaw muscles, enable the functions of biting and chewing the food. Do not forget, the dentin and jaw bones are originated from the new mesoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral medulla. Within the cerebral medulla, the control centers of the dentin and jaw bones of the right side are located in the left side of the cerebral medulla, and those of the left dentin and jaw bones are located in the right side of the cerebral medulla. That means there is a crossover correlation from brain to the organ. Now, coming to the most important part of the study of dentin and jaw bones, that is the biological conflict linked to these tissues. This is very important, and so you are requested to keep it in your mind. Not being able to bite is the conflict. This can be a literal one when the individual is being unable or having difficulties manipulating food, or a figurative one when he is not able to bite or snap at an opponent because he is in a weaker position. We will later study that the biological conflict linked to the enamel and the jaw muscles are also somewhat similar but different because of the difference of tissues and their embryonic origin. In the case of dentin and jawbones, the individual concerned is physically weak when compared to the other person. It can be between a weak child and a bigger child, or an adult, or between a woman and a man. This situation can be in workplace between an employee and his boss, or a colleague in higher position. At schools, this can be between a student and his teacher. In a family, a child may be in a similar position with his parents or older siblings, a new spouse with a partner, etc. In official levels, this conflict may be with persons in authority like a government official, policeman, doctor, judge, bank manager, etc. Discriminations, political oppressions, abuses, verbal, sexual or physical, punishments, restrictions, provocations, scoldings, etc. can create bite conflicts. This is an experience of inability to fight back or defend. Basically, here is a type of self-devaluation conflict itself, because the tissue involved is dental bone. Unattractive teeth due to poor dental hygiene can trigger the self-devaluation conflicts related to dentin. The bite conflict related to jawbones is more intense. Friends, here we break for today. Continue listening and sharing daily global GNM health tips. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.